Welcome to the Public Speakers Association Eliminate Barriers. I am so excited to introduce to you the amazing Ms. Charlene Reeves. Charlene, why don't you take it from here?
Okay, boy, do I love that title, Eliminate Barriers. That's so perfect because that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. This is all about eliminating barriers. And it's really going to help your income and your lifestyle as a result of it. And you know, I was just thinking this morning, I don't know who any of you are, but here's what I do know. I would guess that you are entrepreneurs or small business people, and you are probably struggling with your income. And the reason I know this is because I've been all over the world talking to entrepreneurs for years and years, and they all tell me the same thing. I just can't seem to get enough money in the door. I work really hard. I go to all the networking groups. I do what people tell me to do, but I still can't seem to get there. And I have this anxiety inside because, you know, I'm running out of money, and I don't know what to do next, and I keep chasing the next shiny object in the hopes that that's the answer. Well, that nothing to show for it is really scary, and drawing out of our retirement or our 401k or our SEP IRA and watching it disappear gives us kind of an anxiety in your gut. Have you noticed that? It's really, really scary. And you're going to be thinking, I bet Charlene is looking right in my window. How does she know all this? How does she know my hidden secret that I don't know about what to do to resolve it? And that fear is really, really difficult when it comes to sales. And that's some of what I'm going to talk to you about. Now, don't say, oh, I don't want to hear about sales, and then just stop listening. Because I have a different way to talk to you about it today that you've never heard before. And with 28 years of experience of it, and entrepreneurs coming to me over and over and over again and saying, how do you do that? How do you get to the top and stay there with your sales? I just don't get it. And I've even had my own teams, and they've said, if I could just take your head and put it on my shoulders, it would be the answer. And that's why I'm talking to you today, is to give you the answer. When we live in fear, we just can't get the job done properly. And it really hurts our confidence. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed what it's like when you walk into a networking group and you see maybe 25, 35, 40 people milling around and you wonder, wow, what am I going to say? How do I talk to these people? What is it that I need to do to open the conversation? I don't even know. And worst of all, are these my peeps, right? Are these my peeps? Are these people I can do business with? And here's the thing. Everybody in that room is thinking just like you. They have the same fears that you do. And how do I know? I've been in networking group after networking group, and I can just walk among them and talk to anybody there, and I can tell they're insecure. And this is how I can tell. The last networking group I went to, I'm going to recall, was in San Diego. And I walked from person to person and said, tell me about you. And as they answered the question, they went into this long, lengthy explanation of who they were. And to be honest, I got lost after the first sentence. I walked away with the same question in my mind that I had when I walked up to them in the first place. They don't even know how to introduce themselves to me. And then, here's the other thing. What happened was, when I was sitting there at the luncheon and everybody had to get up and introduce themselves, I was lost in their translation. I didn't know what they were talking about in the bottom line. And I'm a bottom line person. I want to know where you're going before you ever start. And they didn't have their 5 to 7 words that explained what they do. And let me tell you what I mean by that. When I talk to you, I talk about massive visibility for massive income. Okay, there's my 5 to 7 words. Massive visibility for massive income. And being in a networking group is a pretty small way to go, but it's a great way to practice your message and who you are if you get it down to one sentence or 5 to 7 words. So people go, oh, I get that. Tell me more. Well, I don't want you to get to the point of selling your body in order to have an income. So that's why I came on Tanya's Summit today. I thought I could give you a few really good ideas for what you could do to make a difference in your income almost immediately. But there's a few things you need to know about in order to do that. So if you don't already have a piece of paper and a pen poised and ready for some ideas, get it now, because this is going to give you some really good answers on what you can do right now to make a difference in your income. Now, first of all, I want you to know that when I say the word sales, I already know you've got this situation, this feeling, this anxiety coming up from your sacral chakra that stimulates your whole body. And guess what that is? Fear. Fear because you've made so many mistakes. And I'm going to tell you right now that you've made no mistakes at all. All you've done is try things on, right? Like when you go to the store and you want to buy some clothes, you want to buy a new pair of pants, or you want to buy a new dress, you try things on to see how they look. And when you find out that that doesn't work, you move on to the next thing, and then the next thing, and then the next thing. And all these things have been really good opportunities for you to make mistakes. Now, did you get that? Your opportunities are your mistakes. They've been mine too. I've made massive mistakes. I have made and lost a fortune 3 times. Want to know why? I hate to tell you this because I've been a certified financial educator for years, and I have to claim that I have made and lost a fortune 3 times. But they were mistakes in the man I chose for the marriages, because I would build a business for them and then they'd say, I can do this without you. I don't need you. And go on their way and take all the money in their business with them. But then they could never make it work because they didn't know the inner knowledge that I'm about to share with you today. And they lost it all. But in the meantime, I lost it all too. So every time I had to pick myself up and make changes in my life and count my mistakes as golden lessons so that I could take the next step up the rung of the ladder. So I have never, ever felt like I was a failure. And you shouldn't either. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The mistakes have been really good because you've learned already what doesn't work. Now let's talk a little bit about sales. And I'm not going to launch into a big sales explanation. That's not what I do. I'm going to talk to you about why you have sales fears. And I bet you've never even thought about it in this way. It all has to do with the mistakes we made as children. Do you remember maybe running across the street and your mom said, no, no, no? And maybe in our day and age, if you're between the ages of 46 and 65, you probably got spanked for it. or you touched the stove and you got burned and your parents yelled at you about that, or you tried things that you wanted to do, but then you got grounded. Oh, boy, grounded. Oh, nobody ever wants to be grounded, especially when you're in high school. And you've learned as a child, no means pain. Have you noticed that? No means pain. And so as a result, we move into our high school years, and maybe we don't date the boy that our parents want us to date, and that happened to me. And when I got home from my date, I found all my furniture and my clothing out on the front lawn. Is that a good no? Is that a good learning experience? And not only that, the sprinklers went off on everything in the morning. And I came back from my friend's house where I stayed, my girlfriend, and I was just devastated. That was a huge no for me. What are your no's that you've had as a child and then moved into in high school? And then you got married and you probably wanted to do things like your business that you're doing right now. And if you have a spouse or a significant other, maybe they're not excited about the fact that you're spending all this money chasing these bright, shiny objects, and you're getting a no from them. So now we've had rejection and no, 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 no our whole life. Well, sales bumps right up against that, doesn't it? Because we're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of that big no. We don't want to ask people if they want to buy our product or our program because we're afraid of that no. Well, let me tell you, I was afraid of a no too. It's not just you. It's every entrepreneur. They don't want to make the calls that they know will give them business because they'll hear no. But I want to tell you that no is only a word. If you take the pain out of it, or if you look at it from a perspective of a satellite view down on Earth, I'm going to give you a little secret right here. If you just close your eyes and you rise up above your house, and then you rise again above the clouds, and then you rise above to maybe where the satellite station is, and you look down on Earth, that now is non-existent. You can't even find it. And so is that fear that you carry inside. It's really non-existence. The pain that you associate with no isn't really real. It's just something that's been bred into us from the time we were a child. Now, I want to go back to this. You can sell so easy. Excuse me, easy, because it's second nature to you. You do it every day of your life without realizing it. And I bet you're thinking, oh, no, I don't. There's no way. I don't sell anything. Oh, but you do. You sell the movie you just saw that you thought was so wonderful. You sell the restaurant that you went to where you had a great lunch. You sell a program that you might have taken that was so wonderful. So you sell every day. But the challenge that you have right now is that you have no firm foundation for selling what you do, for selling what you're an expert at. And in fact, the word sales probably even scares you, like I talked about before. And you can't figure out where your peaks are, or you're not sure what to say to open a conversation at one of those uncomfortable networking groups, or you're afraid to talk about what you do because it comes out differently every time. It never seems to work. Have you noticed that? But the truth is, and I really want you to think about this, the truth is you have no belief in how you sell because you can't afford to pay for your own program. Think about that. can you pay for your own program right now? So I have the answer for you. And it's really not even going to cost you a dime. And here's the interesting thing, is that you're going to be pleasantly surprised, because you already know in your mind that all of us are on this summit to sell you something, right? They all want you to buy something or do their program or their product. And I think it's a great idea to get on a summit to do that. It's awesome. And especially if you can speak your client's language. Have I been speaking the language that you understand? The fact that this is not your fault and that the mistakes you've made have only been opportunities to become better at what you do? I just wonder. So, what I'm trying to say to you is that I have something special. And I want to give you a gift, a really important gift, because this is a guidebook. A book, do you hear me? This is a guidebook that talks to you about the experiences that you are having and how to overcome them. I'm going to give you 365 pages, all free, so you can get to that next step. You'll refer to this book over and over and over again. And it's a brand new book. It's called Selling Through Your Heart, Empowering You to Build Relationships for Financial Freedom. This is a guidebook. These are my secrets for how I stay at the top of the leaderboard in sales. And I love this for real estate and insurance agents. Oh my gosh, they love it. Because finally, they have the three-step sales walk. You can do these three steps so easily, you won't believe it. But here's the secret to that. You have to know the personality types of the people that you're working with. And that is really big. This book talks to you about those personality types. And it's not only just the four personality types, it's the two personality types that go along with it, which are the step-by-step people and the big picture people. We have to know how to speak their words, right? It's important that we know how to speak their words. Because if we don't, how are we going to get their attention? Think about that. How are you going to get their attention if you don't know how to speak to them in a way that they can hear you, in a way that they will listen? And the main thing is that you know exactly who you're talking to so that you can use the target words that they need. Do you understand that? You can use the target words that they need, so that they'll go, oh, I get this. I really do get this. And now that you've got your pen and paper out, and I hope you've been scribbling notes for what you need to do, start with your 5 to 7 words. The book talks about that too, so that you can define who you are easily and quickly, just like I did with you. If you're really, really serious about making a difference in your income, and you're serious about not chasing the next shiny thing, and you want a guidebook that will get you there, I want you to write this down, and it's a bit long, and I apologize for that. Here's the link to get your free 365-page PDF with all the answers to the questions I've raised in your mind in the last 25 minutes. Here we go. MaximizeYourWealthNow.com/Selling Through Your Heart PDF. I'll do it again. MaximizeYourWealthNow.com. www.selling.com. Selling Through Your Heart PDF. Just write it out and it'll come right up and you can get your free book today and start making easy sales through the three-step sales walks. And oh, I want to tell you something. You'll be making so much money by the end. There's even a segment at the end of the book that talks to you about what to do with your money, how to get out of debt, and what to do to keep your money once you've made it. I hope that you sign up for this book. And if you can, at the same time, you can reach out to me, and I'd be happy to chat with you about your next step. So thanks for listening in, and I look forward to seeing you out in the field.